views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
We hope you are. Tuesday, August 19th, 2014, number 93. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. You're listening to me on replay. Thank you, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeart Radio. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. Email me, spell it right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Ferguson, Missouri. What is the latest? What do we know? Day of protest in Ferguson, Missouri. And we here on the program will be giving you the latest this hour on the event. Supposedly, it's been very calm, but around 9:30, 10, another protest is supposed to break out, meeting a lot of people getting very angry, and hopefully many people not getting hurt. Who do we have? Howard Forrest, phone screener. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. Thanks. My father, as always, spectating. Tay Giordano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. Missouri, Ferguson. I just said it completely wrong. Ferguson, Missouri. You know I love this line. What do you think I'm going to say? If you don't know this news story, you've been living under a rock. I'm throwing out that line again. This story has been everywhere. If you don't know the story, if you don't know the protest, if you don't know who Michael Brown is, the officer, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, their events, Eric Holder arriving tomorrow, 11 day of protest, loitering, and if you don't know any of this, you live under a rock. You were, unless you have a right. Okay, Andrew, I didn't have any Wi-Fi for a few days. Got a problem with that? Okay. All right, but how about the newspaper? I haven't got to one. All right. TV, bill, a little bit high. I can't pay for it. All right. Basic news, antenna. No! Antenna. All right. So maybe you have been living under a rock because there's really not much around here. But it's okay. That's why I am here to give you the latest on what is going on. So we have had a live program on throughout the first hour while we were speaking about Robin Williams. I have been during the breaks watching the latest in Ferguson, Missouri, seeing 11th day of protest going on. And in about an hour or two, we are going to see protest begin again. Now, we don't know what they're really protesting for. If they're protesting for an indictment on the officer, are they looking for an arrest, looking for justice? There are so many reasons for this protest. We don't know. And we don't know when it's going to stop unless a group of people or the leaders who are running these protests see that what they want is finally complete or handed over to them. And we'll get into a little bit more of what I think about the protest in the next segment. I want, of course, to talk about the timeline. This did not start yesterday. It did not start 11 days ago with the protest. It's happened a lot further than that. And we want to go through the timeline. And USA Today has done a wonderful job. Also, KSDK-TV in St. Louis done a great job, really, coming down and giving us the timeline on the events that's gone on. Because right now, you're in a mix of a lot of news. You got, he said, she said, who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? He did, she did, who, me, could be, next you, who, couldn't be. You don't know what the heck is going on. You got opinions, you got editorials, you got race, you got gender, you got spaghetti, you got meatballs, you got peanut butter and jelly being mixed in, you got some peanuts, you got some nuts, you got a whole ice cream sundae being thrown in the barbecue. Nothing's making sense. So what we need to do is figure out what we know. What we know, the information we have. So let's do that first. Okay? Then we'll go into some of the events, and then I'll give you my opinion on the protests. And of course, I want your calls on what side you're on. And the reason why I give you the question of what side you're on, because apparently we're treating this like a two-player video game. You're on the side of Michael Brown, or you're on the side of the NYPD. I'm not trying to start something here. That's not my intention. I am not a referee. I do not have a striped black and white t-shirt in my drawer. I do not have it. If I do, that means my mom's buying it for me tomorrow because it was a good sale and I might look good in it. But that's all. I am not here to pick sides. I'm here to see the event and poke and pinch and take out a few things. That's all. If you give me a sandwich, I don't want bacon bits. I'm going to take it out. And that's what I'm going to do now. That's not what I'm trying to do. But the way events are going and the way we're seeing on social networks and news media outlets, people are taking sides. So I want to hear from you. What side are you taking? And tell me why you think that side's important. Because apparently everyone is taking a side. You're on this side or you're on that side. It's like a little kiddie game, you know? Like tug of war. Hold on the rope and pull over to your side. But let's go into what is this situation, the timeline. I like the timeline because this is an event where we do see timelines, and you know I love timelines. Saturday, August 9th, 11:48 to noon, an officer responds to a call of a sick person. 11:51 a.m., another call comes in about a robbery description of the robber and says the suspect is walking toward the Quick Trip convenience store. 12:01 p.m., we're now going to the afternoon, on Saturday, August 9th, the officer encounters Michael Brown and a friend as they walk down a street. Brown is shot to death as a result of this encounter. A second officer arrives on the scene, followed by a supervisor 1 minute later. An ambulance responding to the earlier sick person call drives by and responds to assist Brown. Sunday, August 10th, the next day, Michael Brown, 18, was unarmed. St. Louis County Police Chief Joe Belmar says in a news conference. Belmar says Brown physically assaulted the officer, and during a struggle between the two, Brown reached for the officer's gun. One shot was fired in the car, followed by other gunshots outside the car. Brown's parents retained attorney Benjamin Crump, who represented the family of Trayvon Martin, has their counsel. Let's stop there for a second. So you see that your son has sadly passed away, and you might disagree, agree with the situation, but you know and I know that if you lose a child, it's one of the worst things that could ever happen to you. You know that. If I ever lost a child, a young boy or girl, I would be devastated, no matter what the circumstances is. Now, to bring in Trayvon Martin's lawyer, of course this man's up for grabs. Hey, he didn't win the case, but he's got enough publicity where someone's going to want him. And of course, he didn't win the first time, so we'll bring him in for a second time. Two is better than one. So they bring him in. Okay. I don't know how much of a good strategy that is, because it looks like we're already looking at the situation in not of what happened, but, you know, history repeats itself kind of thing. But like we said on this program, you know, when last summer, you know, with Trayvon Martin, we don't know what happened, and we will never know what happened, sadly, to the young boy. So to bring him on again, is that going to be, if that's the direction you really want to go into? I guess that's their choice. But of course, you know, they have first dibs. Yeah, they probably, it's probably free. Here you go. I'll give you free of service. And I didn't win the first time. I might win it. A candlelit vigil to honor Brown later turns violent. More than a dozen businesses are vandalized and looted. More than 30 people are arrested and two police officers suffered injuries. Monday, August 11th, the first day of school was canceled in Jennings near Ferguson for safety of students who could be walking. At 7 a.m., Ferguson police and state leaders say a number of death threats to the police force have been received in relation to the fatal shooting. 10 a.m., hundreds gather outside the Ferguson Police Department to demand justice for Brown's death, police arrests, and at least seven people. 11 a.m., the FBI announces the agency will do a parallel investigation into the shooting of Brown. 2 p.m., St. Louis County Police Department announces they will release the name of the officer who's accused of shooting Brown by noon Tuesday. 4 p.m., the parents and attorney of Brown, who we just mentioned, hold a press conference where they ask for a stop to violence and demand justice for their son. Let's stop there. I couldn't agree with Michael Brown's parents anymore. I couldn't agree. Stop this violence. There's no reason for it. You're not going to solve anything. The information that's coming out is because of policies and what many do in these situations. Creating violence is going to do what? Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Let's move on. 6 p.m., community members and leaders meet and pray at a meeting hosted by the NAACP. 8 p.m., several gather again on West Florissant Avenue in Ferguson, and police use tear gas to disperse crowds that did not protest peacefully. Tuesday, August 12th, early morning, police announced 15 arrests stemming from Ferguson events Monday evening. In addition, St. Louis County Police Chief says the name of the officer involved in the shooting will not be released due to threats on social media. 10 a.m., protesters gather at St. Louis County Police Department headquarters for a peaceful protest where a list of demands were given relating to the investigation of Brown's death. Noon, Al Sharpton arrived in St. Louis to speak to the family of Brown, and he made his way around the St. Louis area to demand justice in the fatal shooting. Sharpton and the family spoke on the old courthouse steps early Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, a preliminary autopsy report for Brown is released by St. Louis County Medical Examiner's Office. The FAA announces air restrictions over Ferguson to allow for law enforcement helicopters. 3 p.m., officials charged 9 people in relation to looting in Ferguson, Sunday night to Monday morning. 4 p.m., the president releases a statement regarding the Brown incident. The Justice Department announces it will take on reviewing policy tactics across the country. Let's stop there. I, for one, first said that I don't believe President Obama should be involved in this. It's a state issue. But when I think of what the government's role is not to involve themselves, but to monitor over a certain situation, that's what the president should do. And that's what the president has done. And I do give the president a lot of props for that. He hasn't involved himself. He hasn't gone there. He shouldn't go there. He shouldn't make a speech there. He shouldn't get everyone riled up. But what the president did was make a statement saying, we're looking at it, and if we have to intervene, we can. Not me, because I got my own roles in the world right now, if it's Iraq, if it's Hamas, if it's Israel. But the Justice Department will do their role to monitor this. And I agree with the president on that, because the government has no reason to come in and intervene. The president has no reason to drive his big limo there. I don't think you, but personally, now, if you look at it, if the president had a choice, would he? Probably not. Because if the president didn't stop at the border because of illnesses or hundreds of children immigrants, I don't think he would be able to come to Ferguson. Because I don't think his limos would be able to drive through anytime soon. Let's move on. Governor Jay Nixon, City of St. Louis Mayor, and other areas leaders come together to speak on the Brown case. At a separate public meeting, Rev. Al Sharpton and the Brown family urge a peaceful fight toward justice for Michael Brown. Tensions rise between protesters and police for the third consecutive night, 10 p.m. Now, I think you have the idea. Again, we can go through the whole timeline. It's a long timeline. And each timeline will give you a little bit more information on the release of the cop who shot at Michael Brown and instances of reporters being detained from the Huffington Post and from the Washington Post. Governor Jay Nixon canceling appearances and canceling fairs, putting martial law into effect. Curfews, seeing a situation of police having arms of military, all types of ways, all types of instances going on, a lot of issues coming out. But you heard what I said. Protest is not the answer. And I'll tell you why next.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember. Until-
Mario Scipione. He is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the two-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right. It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at wrinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The road to 100 has begun.
Did I tell you summer is coming to an end? I know. You probably hate when I say that. Well, I have to say it, because for some of you who don't realize it yet, it's coming to an end. That means the pool is going to close, the beautiful weather to exercise outside will disappear. I want to take out those boots yet. Our friends at Leslie Sansom Walk at Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in their living room for a change this month. I want you to be a part of it. If you're a big walker, it's very easy to enter, very simple to do. You take a picture of your walking shoes. Then, if you have Twitter, tweet out the picture. These are my walking shoes with hashtag Leslie Walks. Then follow Leslie Sansone at Leslie Walks. Take a picture. With that picture, tweet out, these are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks. Then follow at Leslie Walks on Twitter. Don't be left behind. While you're listening to the program, get up and enter. Walkers are always welcome. Hey everyone, Yo Andrew here. What I want to do really quickly with you is share with you my favorite Robin Williams movie. And out of all the movies he's been in, my childhood and childhood before and childhood now, my favorite Robin Williams movie has to be Miss Doubtfire. And my favorite scene from it is when Robin Williams, who's playing the character Miss Doubtfire, he's already drunk from drinking so much scotch that he doesn't realize what character he is. And he has an interview, a dinner, with this boss he's trying to impress. And this is how the scene goes forward. You probably already know it. My favorite scene by Robin Williams from my favorite movie, Miss Doubtfire. Enjoy the rest of the show. Here's the clip.
Can I help you, man?
Oh, sorry I'm late. But after all those scotches, I had to piss like a racehorse. Mm.
Daniel?
Yeah?
Why in God's name are you dressed like a woman?
Oh, damn. I
Well, I'd like you to meet the host of your new show.
Host?
Euphigenia Doubtfire, dear. I specialize in the education and entertainment of children.
Surprise! All right, tell me, why would Mrs. Doubtfire be a good host?
I'm a hip old granny who could hip-hop, bebop, dance till you drop, and yo-yo make a wicked cup of cocoa.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
You know, the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
If you're just joining us, we are speaking about Ferguson, Missouri, where a young 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot by a police officer. And as we speak, 8:28 p.m. Central Time in Ferguson, Missouri, we are seeing a 11th day of protesters. And it looks like the headlining right now is that Brown, Michael Brown's parents and the lawyer who also served Trayvon Martin's family, is calling for the officer's arrest in the shooting's death. And that's the latest we are having. And we see that police are trying to keep everyone calm, but, you know, that's probably not going to happen. Other latest news, Eric Holder, the attorney general, will be arriving tomorrow with the Justice Department, and we will see what he's going to say tomorrow. I saw a great point being given out that he didn't go down to the border during that time period. That right now, they did pass that bill, yeah. So they do have some type of money, even though I already said that giving money to something that, okay, I'm not getting into that. But Eric Holder will be arriving tomorrow, and we'll see what he is going to say. And it looks like a grand jury might be being placed tomorrow also. So that's the latest on Ferguson, Missouri, that is currently going on. But we've been seeing 11 days of protest. So let's look at it this way. You want the police officer to be arrested for what he did. Can't arrest a police officer, because as of right now, we have two different stories. We have the story that this young man said, "I don't have a weapon," and he put his hands up and he was shot. Then there's another story that him and the officer were in a confrontation by the car, and the police officer, for self-defense, had the right to shoot. But then, because he was unarmed, he might not have the right to shoot him. See, this is the whole thing. Why haven't we seen this police officer, any information about him at the moment and his side of the story? Because of protection, because of policy, because of rules. So right now, that's what we're seeing, right? We're seeing sides of the story. We see this man in danger, and we see policies and the police department standing behind him, because that's what police department does, their family. And the same way for these protesters. But these protesters don't understand that. We want some things, so we're going to steal things. We want some things, I'm going to run to a police officer with a weapon. So let me give to you one of my examples. Put your legs up. I'm in a supermarket. I'm 6. And I take a box of cookies and I say, "Mom, I want these box of cookies. I want them." And my mom would say, "No, you cannot have them." I'll yell, I'll scream, I'll stomp the cookies on the floor, I'll kick them. I want my box of cookies. I'll get the whole store behind me. Cameras look at me. I am the store. I want my box of cookies. And I can only have the box of cookies if I respond and behave myself. And I'll be able to get the box of cookies. And I'll have an explanation of why I'm now getting them. Now you look at this situation. Many people want answers. So what are they doing? They're crying. They're yelling. They're going up and down the streets, big signs. But by the end of the day, when answers come out, they're not coming out because of these protests. They're coming out because the system and the rules that are being followed by the department. The name came out not because of the protests. They came out because the police department felt under the rules. This is, we have the right now to give you the name. When the cop comes out from hiding and gives his side of the story, it was because the police department, under the rules, has the right to now give you that information and allow him to come out. The police department right now is getting very angry that officers might be coming out and sharing a story, if it's a biased story, if it's a story that might not be true. We want to see a proper investigation. That's what we want. That's what we're going to get. It's going to take time. The justice system is good, and sometimes it can be broken. But the justice system can be slow. And sometimes slower is any time better. What else is bad about these protests? We're seeing the very popular gesture of the arms being put up in the air with the words, "Don't shoot me." Because there is one side of the story, and I'm not taking sides here, by the way. I'm giving you the sides that I'm reading, the sides that are on the news. I'm not taking a side. I'm giving you an opinion on the protest, but I am not saying I'm on the police's side or the protest side. Hey, these protesters are not, they can peacefully have a protest and show their opinion. But when they start demanding things, thinking they're going to get it when they're not getting it at all because of the way they're behaving, yeah, that's a problem. That's my opinion. That's not me taking sides. If you have a peaceful protest and, well, we would like you to, you know, maybe speed it up a bit. We'd like some answers. I don't see anything wrong with that. But when you start stealing, threatening, attacking, creating some type of war within one another, that's a big problem. It's a very big problem. It shouldn't be allowed in this country. It shouldn't be allowed in our democracy. But it is. So let's look at it this way. Okay? Protesters also put the hand gesture up in the air, "Don't shoot me." I don't understand what they're trying to do. Because you're putting your hands up in the air. You have been telling me you want an investigation, right? Investigation. What is an investigation? Let's go through the meeting of an investigation. We had to go this far in. So let's go. What is an investigation? What does that mean? Investigation is the act or process of investigating or the condition of being investigated, right? It's referred to a law enforcement. Maybe the work of a detective, the FBI, that they have said that they will be investigating this. The Federal Bureau of Investigation. They said that, right? They did. So right now, we've been saying this whole, probably now going to be an hour. Oh, these are the two sides, right? The side of that he was unarmed. He said, "Don't shoot me." Hands up in the air. He was then shot. Then there's another story of the confrontation, and the cop had a right to shoot him. But again, we don't know that. There's no cameras. We are right now hearing details, hearing witnesses, and we're investigating. So what gives the protesters the right to put their hands up in the air and start saying, "Don't shoot me," when that detail might be looked at in a much different reaction when the full investigation results come in? You are telling me you want an investigation. That's why you're protesting, right? But then you start using this protest with loads of assumptions that doesn't add up to anything. You're protesting because you want justice. You might be protesting because you want investigation. But then you're throwing me all these details. You have a cell phone, you have a TV. How about watch the news? How about see that we don't know the full story? We might never know the full story, the same way we'll never know about Trayvon Martin, or Sean Bell, or many other situations like this one. I'm not saying we shouldn't find out. Of course we should. If my son or daughter died, I want an investigation. I want a peaceful protest to speed up the process a bit and let justice be given. But justice to who, though? I mean, the cop might have been innocent. So what justice are we having here? Justice of finding out information or justice of putting this man behind bars forever and ever? I just don't believe that these protests justify to the results of this investigation. I believe these protests right now are creating a very poor image for Ferguson and a very poor image to both the police department and this young man, because the police department could have treated this in a very peaceful way, but to come out with military actions and a police force like we're in Iraq. We go into Iraq to create a democracy, so none of this. We try to create a society without fear, yet we are now seeing fear all around us. That's a problem. We need to fix that. Can we? I think we could. Should we? Of course we should. Are we going to do it? Probably not. Why can't we? All right, we have breaking news here. Grand jury expected to hear Ferguson shooting case tomorrow. And that's 8:38 p.m. Connecticut time. So if you listen to the program, we have some latest breaking news that we will see a grand jury tomorrow to see this case. Now, is the grand jury coming tomorrow because of these protests? No. These protests have been going on for 11 days. And I promise you, no one sped up anything. Not because they're trying to hide information, because that's just policy. That's just how investigations work. I'm sorry, Law and Order episodes don't end 3 minutes. Okay? I'm not rushing anything. I want the detail. I want the detail now. If you want to peacefully protest to show your opinion, you have the right to. If you want to loiter, if you want to steal, if you want to create violence with one another, well, then that's not acceptable. If you're in a classroom and you want to show your teacher an opinion you're having, you can. If you guys are fighting and yelling and destroying the classroom, that is not your constitutional right, because you have a responsibility. Okay, you have the right of freedom of speech, right of freedom of media, right of freedom of church and religion. But if you want to abuse those rights, by all means do. But I promise you, the Constitution won't be protecting you. If you want to rightfully protest, you can. If you want to show out your opinion, by all means, I'll give you my microphone for an hour. I don't mind. But it's unacceptable for what many of these protesters have done, the image they created. I think the investigation is going very smoothly, and I hope we can find answers. But like I said, we might never be able to find some answers. A replay of the Sound Clip of Wisdom up next. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at LeslieWalks or Facebook.com/LeslieSansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Rick Moranis. You know, some people are more careful about what they feed their cars than what they feed their bodies. They know that the wrong fuel can hurt a car's performance and maybe ruin the engine. But the wrong food can have the same effect on your health. Too much fat, too many calories, and too little of what's good for you can affect how well you feel and even lead to serious illness. So eat right. It'll help you keep running smooth.
For more information, visit the Will Rogers Institute at WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Calling all my nostalgic minds in the world. Let me speak a language you can understand. Who is a 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. www.facebook.com/a90s child. A like page dedicated to our fan base and children of the 1990s. Everyone is invited, though. The post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. You don't have to be a Facebook user. You just go on the like page and scroll down every day to see the new content posted. You can view on your mobile, tablet, or computer. Make sure to keep track of the giveaways and their weekly podcast starting very soon. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page, the only 90s page of its kind.
Many ask what it is. Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
The road to 100 has begun.
Thanks for staying with me. Really appreciate it. Robin Williams spoke about him the first hour and Ferguson, Missouri this hour. And again, like I said, protests are beginning once again for the 11th straight day. And we just saw breaking news that a grand jury will be there tomorrow to see the situation, and Eric Holder and the Justice Department will be arriving at Ferguson, Missouri tomorrow, and we'll probably see more and more on the story throughout the week. On October 15th, 2013 was my 56th broadcast. And on that broadcast, we played the sound clip of wisdom called Did I Lose My Family? The ending of Miss Doubtfire, starred by Robin Williams. We have brought the sound clip of wisdom back from the grave, and we're going to play for you guys right now to end off our program. Here it is, the sound clip of wisdom from October 15, 2013. Did I Lose My Family? Here I am. You all know it already. It's a clip that we play at the end of the show. Instead of saying a quote, we're playing a clip. Could be from a movie, a TV show, and it gives out a message to you. You take that message, and when we go off air, you can start a conversation, speak about it. Coworker, friend, your son or daughter. 20 years this year, it was the movie Miss Doubtfire, played by Robin Williams, one of my favorite movies. And the movie was about a father who got divorced with his wife, and he knew he was not going to see what he cherished and loved the most, and that was his children. And as the movie went on, he decided he's going to be a woman. He was going to go to his brother and create this costume and become a woman. And they end up being something a part of these children's lives until they realize it was actually their father. This is the end of the movie, though. It's not really spoiling anything. What I love about it is there are many children out there who see parents are getting divorced, and many children ask questions that many don't take notice to, but Miss Doubtfire did. Here it is. Sound clip of wisdom.
Dear Mrs. Doubtfire, 2 months ago, my mom and dad decided to separate. Now they live in different houses. My brother Andrew says that we aren't a real family anymore. Is this true? Did I lose my family? Is there anything I could do to get my parents back together? Sincerely, Katie McCormick. Oh, my dear Katie. You know, some parents, when they're angry, they get along much better when they don't live together. They don't fight all the time, and they can become better people and much better mummies and daddies for you. And sometimes they get back together. And sometimes they don't, dear. And if they don't blame yourself. Just because they don't love each other anymore doesn't mean that they don't love you. Now, there are all sorts of different families, Katie. Some families have one mommy, some families have one daddy or two families. And some children live with their uncle or aunt, some live with their grandparents, or some children live with foster parents. And some live in separate homes and separate neighborhoods in different areas of the country, and they may not see each other for days, weeks, months, or even years at a time. But if there's love, dear, those are the ties that bind, and you'll have a family in your heart forever. All my love to you, Popette. You're going to be all right. Bye-bye.
Now, what made that scene more important was Miss Doubtfire, who was played by the character Robin Williams, and his character was played Miss Doubtfire. Are we on the same page? Are we on the same page here? His daughter sent him that letter. When I was sitting here listening to this just now, I don't see many figures on TV for children anymore that sit down and ask questions, and he or she would answer them. Mr. Rogers, that was my childhood and probably your childhood also. He was there to ask questions. If children were being bullied, he answered that if children had questions about if there was a situation with guns in schools, he would answer it through a song or through what we're doing now, just making a few final words, final statement. That's something we don't see much anymore on TV. We still got Arthur, we got Barney, we got Sesame Street. When it comes to a older man or woman who majored, has a career in children's psychology and communicating with young children and teaching and educating them on issues and on eating habits, no more. Guess who's doing it, though? Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama, she's the one. If you think about fruit, she's there. A children's disease, she's there. Many of us would agree that should the First Lady be getting into our lives? No. Should she be making laws? Probably not. She is the one that I can think of. When we go off air, you can tweet me at Andrew Trigio, at @YoAndrew_NTS. You can email me. Maybe there is a figure out there. I'm 23 years old. Believe me, I am not leaving the studio tonight and I'm watching children television until I have children of my own. I don't know anybody. It's Michelle Obama that I'm thinking of. So that's one point I got out of this clip. It's not just the issue of young children who probably are subjected to this issue where my mom and dad are divorced. What do I do? Would this affect my life forever? That is one point. But that other point of children talk host, the one-on-one. And talking about someone who, hey, where's this shape? And they stare at you like Dora the Explorer, Blue's Clues. That's a whole children type show. I'm talking about someone in a rocking chair and the camera zooms into them. Hello, welcome. My name is this. And we today are going to do this. And it's you and them having a conversation. They're not asking you questions. They're having a conversation with you. And I really like that about Miss Doubtfire, how at the ending, you see, you know, talking and using jokes, but educating kids and getting kids involved. And eventually, you can ask them a question. And, of course, if the show's a hit, you have to, maybe your question might not be asked. At least when you see other children's questions being answered, you are being taught by their questions. And that's what makes talk radio such a special medium in this country. Your call might not be answered, but someone else's call is being answered. And you might learn something you didn't know about. You as a parent who is watching this type of children education might say, you know what, I'm going to teach my child this. So that was the really sound like clip show of wisdom. October 15th, the broadcast, and now we're at 90th broadcast, and now we're at 93. Want to thank my mom, my dad, and my brother. Thank you. I love you. I want to thank our crew, Howard Forrest, our phone screener, and Moon Summer, our voiceover personality. Want to thank all of the stations who allow us to broadcast live tonight and those who let us replay throughout the weekend. Want to thank Dr. Dan Ryan's... See, now this is absolute word vomit coming out of me. I want to thank Dr. Daniel Reinberg, director at Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, for joining us and being able to speak about suicide prevention and why Robin Williams might have chose that route. I want to thank... I guess I thanked everyone. Wow, I thanked everyone. Go me. You. the audience. Keep me going every single week. Why? Because you love the conversations we have. Why? Because we do the conversation right on this program. Why? Because we're talk radio and we do one thing, and that's inform people. It's going to be a good rest of the summer. That's scary. I don't want to speak about that no more. Even though I feel like any second would be with 8 layers, hunting socks all over me, and I'll still be cold. Mother Nature's laughing at me. Ha ha. What do you mean, ha ha? Not funny, man. Not funny. I digress. Thank you for listening. www.yoandrewnts.com. If you want to check out more information on the program or share with your friends, we love new audience members. facebook.com/yoandrewnts. Like it, comment, share today. Twitter at AndrewTreeGeo or our program Twitter at yoandrewnts. We also want to Instagram at yoandrewnts. And you can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Next week, same time, same place, same stations. Don't be left behind. Just listen to me, Yo Andrew, News Talk Show.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at LeslieWalks or facebook.com/LeslieSansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.